Good morning. Good morning. A little chilly out there, but it is November. Where was that global warming they promised us? So, big vote yesterday for a new vocational school, a new Old Colony. The vote was in Mattapoisett, Rochester, Lakeville, Carver, Acushnet. Acushnet sends the most students out of any community to Old Colony, my understanding. Heard that from the chairman of the finance committee, Dr. Mike Boucher. And the vote was defeated. There will be, if this is the last say, there will be no new Old Colony. Overwhelmingly defeated. 3-2. The only community that voted in favor of it was Mattapoisett. Overwhelmingly defeated. But where do you go from here? If you voted yesterday, I'd love to hear from you. Why did you vote the way you voted? What do you want to do now? Maybe there is no need. I don't know. Maybe there is no need for a new school. What do the leaders and the citizens of those towns do now? What do they do now? Is it a, again, you're not going to get, without a change in the legislature, much of a change in the formula or the building codes. You are going to have to build unless you make changes in the legislature, and then they make changes to the state building code that were changed by the radical environmentalists, the Green New Deal people, who got elected to the legislature, some of them locally, many of them locally, actually. And then they went along with these changes in the building codes that have driven up the cost of housing and the cost of schools. All public buildings, really. So, if you need a new school, which I don't know. I'm not sure whether you need a new school, a new vocational school. I really don't know. But it seems like a lot of the experts think you do. But the problem is, you have to build. I know a lot of people were really got sticker shock, right? Sticker shock when they saw the price of the school, $288 million. And much of that is driven by the building codes that were changed by the legislature. And then the other part is the school building assistance formula. The building formula favors urban districts, city districts, favor a New Bedford or a Fall River or Brockton over a Mattapoisett, a Acushnet school. Now that is based on the legislature. So, a lot of this has to be settled in the legislature, in the legislative elections. So, then the other part is the amount of money that was given away, the billions that were given away to the migrants, the illegal aliens, the Biden immigrants, who were waved over the border, literally flown into Massachusetts to pad the census to add a congressional district or save a couple of congressmen. It was clearly part of a plan from the federal level all the way down, right to the local level of the Democrat Party. Those billions of dollars could have been used to supplement, in this case, a new vocational school for Americans and legal immigrants, and some illegals, obviously, to get an education, a vocational education. But those dollars were squandered by the legislature, the governor, and that money's gone. It is gone. So who do you blame? Number one, for that proposal for the new old colony. And you've got to make some changes in how you vote. Not all of you, obviously, in this audience, but some of you in this audience. Look, I've confessed to you that I voted for Maura Healey. Because when you're trying to overcome a problem, you first have to admit the mistakes you've made in life, right? I've made mistakes. But fortunately, we live in a republic where we can reevaluate our election decisions. We're not stuck with them. Well, most of us aren't stuck with them. You can reevaluate and change your behavior, right? Change your behavior. Are you voting for nonsensical people? Are you voting for non-serious people who believe that the earth is going to boil up and go away? Are you voting for that guy or gal to the point where they're making electricity unreasonably expensive, where they're making the building of homes out of pace and out of reach for regular American people, even legal immigrants? Are you voting for those type of people? Are you voting for Green New Deal Democrats? Because if you are, you're part of the problem, but you have to admit it. Look, I admitted it. I thought Maura Healey was the most qualified person running for governor. I now realize the error of my ways. Many of you voted for a Democrat to represent you in the legislature over a very reasonable Republican. For the first time in a long time, the Republican Party is putting up reasonable candidates who are really campaigning, right? They go out and they knock on your door and they ask for your vote. Times they are a-changing. So you've got to reevaluate your decision-making, just like I did. I made a mistake when I voted for Maura Healey. I had no idea that she had cocaine funneling into her office, if you think that's a problem. I had no idea that she believed all the crazy things she believed. And some of you say, well, she said that already. Yeah, but I didn't believe her. I didn't think she was that out of her mind. So, how did you vote in yesterday's election, if you care to share it, for the new Old Rochester School? It only survived in Mattapoisett. My understanding is that Mattapoisett sent the fewest number of students to Old Colony, and so that reduced their sticker shock on the price. The community that sends the most students, Acushnet, overwhelmingly rejected building a new school. Overwhelmingly rejected it. As did Rochester. It was an interesting vote. 508-996-0500. Did you participate in yesterday's election? Lakeville, Rochester, Acushnet, Mattapoisett, Carver. Love to hear from you. And if you were on the losing side, where do you go from here? Do you want to bring it up again? That's been done in other communities where they realize, you know, we still need the school. We've got to figure it out. How do we make it work? How do we negotiate it? How do we make it work? Or is this just totally dead? Done. Over. Finit. Dead. Did they go for too much and not sell it? Obviously, they did not sell the project properly. Obviously, they did not get buy-in from enough of the voting residents of the communities to make it happen. Obviously. So now you've got an overwhelming rejection and you got to negotiate that out. Or is it just over? I don't know. It's up to you people. I don't live in those communities, although I have a lot of you listeners in that community. And I do hear from a number of the elected officials and a lot of the taxpayers from the communities of Acushnet, Rochester, Mattapoisett, Lakeville, and Carver. So what we'll do is this. I'll put you on hold. If you want to call in right now, I'd love to hear from you. It's 508-996-05. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll take a brief break, and then we'll be right back. Stick around.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. I guess the kids from Old Colony will be going back to their old school. There'll be no new school, at least not right now, out there for the vocational kids at Old Colony. How do you feel about that vote? It was a big deal. Big project. Almost $300 million. Is that why it got rejected? I don't know. I want to thank South Coast Towing for making me available for you here on the radio. South Coast Towing. You should always have South Coast Towing's phone number in your phone. You get broken down on the side of the road, you get in a car accident, you want to have those great people from South Coast Towing. The owner, Chris Medeiros, recently voted Man of the Year by the Prince Henry Society. He's got great people working for him all the way down. And just a great organization. They sponsor the app here at WBSM, so you can always just pull up the app, and there's the phone number for South Coast Towing. And make sure you and your loved ones have that phone number available. You don't want to be alone on the side of the road after you've been in a car accident or broken down. South Coast Towing, you can count on them. All right, we got kind of open phones this morning, but I'm really interested if you participated in the vote on Old Colony yesterday. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a Christian and taxpayer, and I voted no yesterday.
Okay.
The project was so expensive. It was crazy. And they were going green and equity, this and that. It was just a project that was crazy for 100 students. That's it. Because only 100 students from Acushnet were eligible to go to the school because it's a lottery system.
Okay.
So why are you forcing 20,000 taxpayers in this town to pay for 100 students? I don't think it was a good investment. And I still to this day will not vote for it. You know, if they could have included all the Acushnet kid children that went there, then maybe I'd have a little bit of different outlook on it. Or if they were building in Acushnet High School, then maybe I'd have a different outlook. But the renovations and the way the cost and the projection, and then they were trying to hide it at different meetings that I went to, what the cost would be every year. All of a sudden, it was one time I went to the meeting, it was $25 million a year to run the school. All of a sudden, the next time, it was $12 million. And then the next time, they didn't even have it. The cost, the overrides and what it would have cost the taxpayers in the town of Acushnet was unbelievable. And I'm glad the town voted no on it. I really am.
I think, you know, and thanks for the call, my friend. I would say all of his complaints were what I heard from people. I talked to a woman yesterday, and again, you know, I know a lot of these people, so I know how they voted on in other elections. A woman who definitely is not a Republican by any means. She was planning to vote no. And what she said to me is just what that gentleman said. How come Acushnet doesn't just build its own high school? And the cost, the Green New Deal stuff that was in there, and then the perceived sleight of hand, right? The perceived deception. I don't know if it's true, except to say that a lot of people were telling me that they went to different meetings and the projections for the operating costs kept changing. And I know that when we had the chairman of the finance committee, Mike Boucher, that was one of his big concerns, was that we're going to do an override to build the building, but then we're going to have to do an override to operate the building. At least what he was seeing. And again, there was changing. I know the Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance put out a number of videos lately, and one of them was on this project and the perceived sleight of hand. 508-996-0500. You want to talk about what happened yesterday with the Old Colony Regional Vocational School vote? It went down in flames. It really did. And will they? Where do they go from here? Are they going to try again? That's been done. How would you react to that? Even if you voted for it, would you be? Would you like to see them try it again, or would you like them to just go back to the drawing board and then come back? Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, boy. Anyway, I don't like this cold weather.
Nobody does. I don't like it.
It hurts. Anyway, it hurts the body.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, does that mean New Bedford takes people from Acushnet to our vocational school?
I don't believe so. I do not believe they do.
Overload. I hope we don't get their overload over here. We got enough on our plate.
You guys have a lot of students. I mean, it's very competitive to get into the Greater New Bedford Regional Vocational Technical High School. Very competitive. So I don't think there are seats available for anybody who's not part of the system already.
Well, I sure hope not. And another thing is, let them handle their own out there. You know what really amazes me is the people, if you took a survey of their incomes, they up in them towns, they're way up there, higher than New Bedford.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, and they don't want to pay for a school. You know what I mean? And over here in New Bedford, we don't make what they make, and we're always getting these new schools.
But you're not really. But here's the thing, Shawnee. The difference out in the towns and the city on school building is the state building fund really favors communities like New Bedford, Fall River, and Brockton over places like Fairhaven, Mattapoisett, and Rochester. That's the way the formula is written.
I know, but their pocketbooks can handle it.
well, apparently not. We saw yesterday. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate it, Shawnee. That's a city person's perspective on this. And look, I think a lot of the legislators feel the same way she does, which is that the suburbs can pay for it. You can afford it. You pay for it. Obviously, that's what they feel when they slant the formula to the urban schools. I mean, you've never seen a debt exclusion for any of the new schools that the city of New Bedford has built. Never. Not a Proposition 2.5 override. None of them. You've never gone to a vote in the city of New Bedford on building a school. You don't have to go do a ballot over a 2.5 override because the state of Massachusetts picks up, not all, but a majority of the cost. So where do you go from here? Acushnet, Rochester, Mattapoisett, Carver, Lakeville. Do you want a new vocational school? I mean, last night, they counted the votes. 3-2, the project died. And a lot of the complaints were the cost to run it. We don't know what it's really going to cost. That they use the Green New Deal building codes that the legislature imposed. And you have to look, we talked about it here, on the amount of state aid that you're not getting anymore, right? I mean, the mayor of New Bedford has, for years, campaigned to get more state aid. The state takes all the lottery money, takes all the marijuana money, takes all the income tax, takes all the sales tax. Do you realize that only one penny from the state sales tax goes to build new schools? One penny. One penny of the sales tax that we all pay, even the blessed illegal aliens, absolutely pay the sales tax, unless they shoplift the goods, which in that case, you don't pay it either when you shoplift. Even the tourists pay it. Everybody pays the sales tax. But only one penny of the sales tax goes into the school building assistance fund. Now, if you had a different legislature, you could retool that formula. If you had a different legislature, you could change the building code back to the way it used to be when we were normal people. But that's going to be up to you in September, November. And by the way, did you see that the state legislature killed an attempt to bring down the cost of electricity and utilities? Yesterday, they're on the way to killing a bill put forward by the few remaining normal Democrats in the legislature. Normal people, not Green New Deal, to lower the cost of utilities by taking out some of the Green New Deal stuff. And they're on their way to killing it. The supermajority Democrats are going to ensure that you have higher electric bills. Not all of them. There was a guy up there named Cusack. He put forward the bill. And the radical left Democrats pilloried him. And they're on the way to killing that bill, forcing us, like the old Soviets, into Siberia, right? Like the Soviets forcing the kulaks into Siberia. It might as well be Siberia if you can't afford to heat your house. It might as well be Siberia if you can't afford your electric bill and your gas bill. In some cases, you can't even get gas. They will not allow gas, natural gas, to be extended. It might as well be the old Soviets, and this might as well be Siberia. You can read all about it in Commonwealth Magazine. Just Google Commonwealth Magazine. You can read all about it. They are a reliable but left-of-center publication. By the way, make sure you check out the Boston Herald. We got one of our own now, guys. One of our own is the top political reporter at the Boston Herald, Timmy Dunn. Tim Dunn, my good friend, Tim Dunn, grew up in Mattapoisett, was the news director, first a reporter, then the news director here at WBSM. I really like Tim Dunn a lot. He's a good friend. Great reporter. He went down to Fox News. He was a reporter there, a writer on Fox and Friends in the morning that many of us watch. Tim Dunn was a writer down there. Then he came back here and was recently hired. And you can read him in the Boston Herald. And he's a regular listener to the program. Tim Dunn, he's one of us, guys. Tim Dunn, WBSM newsman, Fox News writer, now the top reporter on politics at the Boston Herald. Congratulations, my friend. One of our own, guys, a regular listener to the program. When you call this program, oftentimes Tim Dunn is listening, and here's your comments about all the major issues. And they can't help but to make it into his reporting, right? at least the sentiments. So congratulations, my friend, Tim Dunn. We'll have him in, talk about his new job. From WBSM to Fox News to now the Boston Herald. Really proud of my friend, Tim Dunn. And a local guy, a local guy. All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning, thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
What's happening? Good, how are you doing?
Hey, right. You know, Tim Dunn's a good kid. He ended up going to the Cape Cod. He was there, did the news there, and then he went to Fox. And my hat's off to him. Great kid.
Great guy.
And I hope he's listening today. My neighbor said, sir, you got to see this video on YouTube. I don't have a smartphone, but he says, you got to see this. It was put on there last year, a video on YouTube by the New Bedford Light. And it was the reporter was Gerardo Beltran Salinas. And he was talking about an organization here in New Bedford called La Condia. And what it is two women organizers, one by the name of Estela de la Cruz and Sebastiana Raimundo. And what they do is they collect money into a money pot. According to Gerardo, he was saying in New Bedford they had 40 members. Each one gets paid, and they give $100 to these two women. And so they have 40 members. It's about $4,000 a week. It goes into a money pot. And the way the Estela and Sebastian explained it was, you know, because the undocumented immigrants, they can't go to the bank, a lot of them. So they go to these two women and they give them their money. It goes into a money pot so they can pay their bills. So you got 40 members, it's $4,000 a week. And then what they do every week, they pick two members to get $2,000. So every week it's somebody different. And Estela said that with this money, because she got to pay for it, buy a new car, she put a down payment on the house. They don't have to worry about, you know, money going into a bank account. They don't have to worry about their money being in their house. And they don't need to ask for a bank loan. And they don't need to have a bank account. Because Sebastiana said she's not from this country and she doesn't understand the monetary system. But yeah, she was able to buy a car from these funds that people give $100 a week to buy a car for a daughter in college. And Estela bought a brand new car and a down payment on the house. How the hell is this getting away within the city under the nose of the mayor?
Well, I would think.
Did you know about this, Chris?
No, I had no idea about it. That's why I really can't comment on it because I have no idea. But it's very interesting, though.
Yeah, if my neighbor didn't show me this, it's on YouTube. It was put on last year by the Bedford Light. You can probably do it.
No, I can find it. I'll find it. I won't be able to find it in the next 3 hours. Sure, but
they were speaking Spanish. I understand Spanish. But the very idea that you have people that don't belong here, don't understand the monetary system, they can't get a bank account, they can't get a loan because they don't have the proper documentations. So these two women from Estela de la Cruz and Sebastian Raimundo of the La Condia, that's under Corinne Williams. You familiar with the name Corinne Williams?
I am, yes. That's the Capitol Theater.
Yes, CDDC in New Bedford.
Yes.
She was on that YouTube clip saying she agrees with what these people are doing. No wonder they're buying houses and brand new cars. And we're walking, and most people I see Americans go on bikes. They can't afford a car. How are they getting away with this?
I have to tell you, thanks for the call. I have no idea. I'm not familiar with the clip, and I'm not familiar with any of that. Actually, I'm familiar with some of the names. So it'd be irresponsible of me to comment on it. I'm going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. By the way, Mac Auto Sales. You feel that cold weather out there? Your car feels it too. Mac Auto Sales is a family-owned business. You can trust them. They're located right in the city of New Bedford, Rivet Street. They repair all makes and models of automobiles. Most importantly, Tim Weisberg's foreign-made car, the WBSM van, the Fun 107 van, all of those vehicles go to Mac Auto Sales. And you can feel that cold weather soak in your car. So bring your car to be winterized at Mac Auto Sales. Call and make an appointment today. 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5. You have a foreign car. Like I said, Tim Weisberg has a foreign car. He brings his car to Mac Auto Sales. So should you. Mack Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign automobiles. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars. Mack Auto Sales. We'll be right back.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0.
Number here is 508-996-0500. We are taking your calls. Tomorrow, there'll be a meeting in Acushnet. This is very important, guys. If you live in Acushnet, and quite frankly, if you live in Fairhaven, because they're going to vote, the school committee is going to vote on where the kids in Acushnet are going to go to high school. Are they going to keep Fairhaven, or are they going to leave Fairhaven? The meeting will be tomorrow at 6 at the school. So, if you care about your kids going to Fairhaven, preserving that option, you need to reach out to your school committee member. They're elected, all right? They're elected. Their job is to not only make this decision, but also to select a superintendent. So it's not going to a ballot referendum. It's not. It's going to be the elected school committee members. So I know I have a lot of listeners in Acushnet, and I need to hear from you, 508-996-0500. Do you want to lose the option to go to Fairhaven? And by the way, Fairhaven, how do you deal with that loss of cash, right? The loss of the Acushnet kids who've been a part of the, let's say, greater Fairhaven education community since 1906. My dad, my two aunts, all educated in that system. They went on to become great Americans, like your family, I'm sure. So, Fairhaven, how are you going to deal? I guess as a taxpayer, I ought to think that too. How are you going to deal with that loss of the Acushnet revenue to the school system? And so the Fairhaven School Committee's got to think about that, sort of the selectmen. But today, tomorrow anyway, it's Acushnet. And today, it's you, the residents of Acushnet, have got to communicate with your school committee members. Don't just assume that they know what's right and leave it up to them. You have an opinion, you should voice it. 508-996-05. Kind of open phones off. Anything's on your mind, I'd love to hear it. What do you think of this rejection of a tax increase by the voters of Rochester, Acushnet, Lakeville, Rochester, Carver, overall Mattapoisett? What does that mean for you? Once again, taxpayers are rejecting increasing their property tax. It happened in Fairhaven a year ago now. All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning.
Chris, this is Bob.
Bob, hey, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How you doing? I'm glad you're back.
Thank you,
sir. I tried to call you several times, couldn't get through.
It's busy here.
I know. You're a busy man. Do a good job.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. So how are you feeling now?
I feel good. I had an all-day visit in Boston with the surgeons, the kidney transplant team. All I got was good news. They ran a bunch of tests. We'll find out what those tests say. So it's kind of a wait and see right now.
Wonderful. All right. Glad to hear that. I'll let you go because I know you're going to have a call.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bob Dubois. Great barber. Great businessman. Wonderful American. Take a break and we'll be right back. Oh, Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. A lot of stuff on the table, mostly education stuff in this hour. The mayor will not be here today. He was here yesterday. If you missed that, you can pick up the podcast. It's all of our programs are available forever, archived us podcasts. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You had mentioned on the taxes where the various money goes to serve this, serve that. And one tax that I was trying to listen for was the meals tax.
Okay.
You know where that money goes?
I do not.
I just think it seems kind of odd that you go into an establishment that has donuts, coffee, and et cetera, and when you ask for the slip and you look at it, local meals tax, I guess the other one says state tax.
Yes.
So you're paying two taxes someplace for the same purpose.
Yes.
I would think that's called double whammy.
It certainly feels like a double whammy.
And the thing is, I just joking around.
Yes.
The young lady that came over and served and brought me a coffee. So when I looked at the slip and I looked at the coffee and I said, "Oh, I'm having a meal here. Is this an edible cup holding the coffee?" And she started laughing.
It's a pretty good one. Listen, I heard you calling the Ken Pittman show on Saturday. You're a great caller. I wish we hear more from you. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. It's just interesting.
Yeah, no, so I will tell you that the local tax obviously goes to the municipality. The state tax goes to the state. Right. But all of it goes to the government and out of your pocket.
Yeah, but it's still a